Schools across the Ozarks are still trying to figure out what the rest of the school year will look like. Some are using online learning. Others are just trying to meet the immediate needs of students and families. The Reed Springs School District falls into that last category. Dr. Cody Hershey is superintendent of Reed Springs Schools. He says right now they're just taking things one week at a time.
We are taking just a slow approach just with the impact that COVID-19 has had on our entertainment and tourism community and struggling families and the unique demographic of our district and geographical size, you know, in terms of accessibility.
According to Hershey, they've struggled with how to create equity of access to instruction and how to measure student learning in this unprecedented time.
We're providing a lot of optional things for families that are needing it, but also recognizing that many families are they're struggling on their own with a lot of different things. And so we don't want to put too much burden and stress load on parents.
The district isn't placing any mandates on students and families, but instead, teacher teams are collaborating and providing instructional resources for them. Hershey says printed activity sheets are available online. They're also given to families who come for food the district is handing out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Food distribution was held daily, but transportation was an issue for some families. Now there are fewer distributions, but families get more food. And Hershey says they've had more participation since they made the change. They're now giving out more than 800 meals a day. They're taking things slow, listening to what their community wants and learning from other districts.
Just kind of hearing some stories from others across the country that have jumped right into like a mandated structure. We've seen some things that haven't gone so well. I know some districts, even in other states, have done like a set schedule at kids at home where they have to log in at a certain time. And we're just cautioning our teachers to do that. Our teachers also have to take care of their own kids. There's just a lot of needs at home as well. So
a big problem in the Reed Springs district, as in other rural districts, is internet access. Laptops and iPads are available for families that want them, as well as hotspot devices to allow for internet access. But Hershey says those devices don't work for all households. And even if they did, he says there's a significant back order on them. Families are invited to access Wi-Fi in school parking lots. Hershey says no decision has been made as to whether or not students will go back to class this school year, but he'll be surprised if they do. According to Hershey, he and other area school superintendents are asking the Missouri Department of Education and Education Commissioner to come up with a unified approach to when schools should be over this year. And whether or not they'll have summer school is also unclear. But despite all of the uncertainty, the Reed Springs District is finding ways to connect with families.
Long ago, in an ancient and distant realm called the Kingdom of Backyard, there lived a warrior named Rock.
Each day, a staff member reads a picture book of their choice online for younger kids, and the district offers a motivational video daily for secondary students.
We've had essentially two goals, you know, love our students and love our parents' community and serve them. And so that's been a neat way to kind of stay connected to people and have them stay connected to us.
Hershey says the current situation has made everyone realize just how important schools are to their communities. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.